This is a News.com newsflash.
Aaron Rodgers' years in pro football might not be used against him in a political campaign, but controversial comments off the field could be. News.com has learned Rodgers' words from the 2010s are becoming an issue, as he becomes a possible running mate in the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. presidential campaign. A CNN reporter says Rodgers approached her at a party after the 2013 Kentucky Derby and accused the news media of ignoring several major stories. Pamela Brown says, among other things, Rodgers claimed the Sandy Hook school massacre in Connecticut in December 2012 was actually a government inside job. Rodgers reportedly offered various theories that have been disproven numerous times, Brown added. Some of them turned into a lawsuit by family members of the victims against Alex Jones, which cost Jones more than $1 billion. Rodgers reportedly also asked Brown if there were men in black in the woods by the school who might have been government operatives. A second witness, whom CNN is keeping anonymous to avoid harassment, claims Rodgers later declared Sandy Hook never happened. All those children never existed, Rodgers reportedly said. The grieving parents were all actors, echoing claims that were made in YouTube videos after the deadly shootings. Rodgers responded to the report on X, formerly Twitter, Thursday, March 14. As I'm on the record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place. Again, I hope that we learn from this and other tragedies to identify the signs that will allow us to prevent unnecessary loss of life. My thoughts and prayers continue to remain with the families affected along with the entire Sandy Hook community. One comment on X reacting to Rodgers included a soundbite of him on a Milwaukee radio station a few days after the shootings. I hope we can learn from this and look for the signs more, Rodgers said on Walk AM, then aired on Witty TV. These are things that affect all of us, directly or indirectly. News.com has reported Rodgers is on a short list of possible running mates for Kennedy, who is running for president as an independent. The New York Post reports Kennedy plans to reveal his vice presidential pick Tuesday, March 26 in Oakland. Rodgers played college football in nearby Berkeley at the University of California. Rodgers reportedly has been in Costa Rica in recent days. Rodgers has expressed counterculture views in other areas. OK Magazine noted he challenged Dr. Anthony Fauci in October 2023 about COVID-19 vaccines.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
News.com.
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 News!
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.